This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malav Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, alright? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
How long does it take me to come?
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, the gang talks Thanksgiving traditions with Jack Dobson on the news and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. This Thanksgiving, he'll continue his long-standing tradition of avoiding his family on the holidays. Deese Casillas!
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming around for another episode of Social Star. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Without you, we cannot do this. Well, we could still do this. We would just not have as many listeners. Thank you for coming back, guys. I am your host, Deese Casillas. With me, as always, Jack Dobson, Jeremy Person. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Great. I almost said good, but that would have been embarrassing.
Good. It is good. The new crew, guys. I think we've talked about it, but this is the new crew moving forward. Producer news, I'm still here. It's going to be fun. We've got a lot of stuff planned for you tonight. We may or may not have a guest. That is still up in the air. We were supposed to have Jesse Weeks. He does the Hunted and Confronted show. It's a YouTube show where he goes and he works with law enforcement to bait guys into who basically want to like have sex with minors. And then he confronts them live. It's actually really funny. I've watched a couple of the videos to see these people's reaction and how they sit down and like talk with them for a while. And I would not want to sit there and have a chat with a guy about how I just wanted to try to bang a 12-year-old.
What do you do though in that situation? Because you already know you're caught. You're nervous as hell. Right. You're like,
yeah.
Your brain can't be working right.
Right. You're trying to figure out escape. Yeah. I do like this.
Maybe you think that that guy's there trying to bang 12-year-olds too, and you're like, hey, yeah, let's do this.
Double team, man. Shit.
Spit roast something.
Yeah, we can, you know, there's, this is, we can corroborate each other's stories. We're both with each other somewhere else, not penetrating a minor.
No, we're having gay sex.
I don't like where this is going.
it only took 1 minute and 49 seconds to get to make this just a shit show. I'm not sure. I know he's very busy. I'm not sure if he's going to make it. Hopefully he does. I think it's an interesting thing that he does. And it reminds me of one of my favorite shows that I guess is back, which was To Catch a Predator, which I always said it like if they would have ever collected that into like a DVD box set, like I would have bought that.
And it's on YouTube, man.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I've been watching it a lot lately.
I for all you pedophiles out there, and there's a couple listening, we've got a broad fan base. All I have to say is don't be foolish. Listen, what you do, this is the simple trick from me to you. You just order a small pizza and have it delivered to the house. A small pizza. Just go cheese. You don't need to go Supreme. That's a fool's errand. It doesn't matter. No one's going to eat it. Just a small cheese pizza, have it delivered, and you know, if some fucking key grip with waffle stompers on opens the door to pick up that pizza and not a 12-year-old girl with Toll House cookies and sweet tea, then you know that maybe there's other people in that house, and then you just don't go, you just drive on, man. You just drive on. So
I think that's terrible advice.
Okay. Well, I think it's great advice. I think it definitely worked every time. so
sounds
anyway,
like you've thought about it a lot.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I do love that show though, because there when every guy who like what is your brain? Yeah, like it's got to be like a kaleidoscope just happens as soon as the girl walks out, and then the guy like Chris Hansen comes out and he's like, why don't you sit down? You're like, oh, what? You're like how? Because where does your mind go? Like, what do you start thinking about?
Probably fucking kids.
Still thinking about it. He's like, listen, man, I didn't sign up for a threesome. This is not. I don't. And then
there's people that are under 18 in prison, right?
That's true. Yeah, he's like, can I go to juvenile hall? It's really it's just crazy that and then my favorite part is do I have to am I under arrest? Like, you're free to go. And then as soon as they get outside, just like the cops are always like, get down, and they don't even give them a chance to get out, and they just immediately tackle and like zip tie and tase them, and it's great, just that look on their face. Because Chris Hansen's like, you're free to go, and they're like,
because you can't do anything.
Yeah, like, ooh. All right, yeah, I made it.
Just a warning this time.
and then it ends poorly for him, as it should. But so anyway, hopefully we'll see if Jesse makes it or not.
Got a really good idea to make it so he has to talk to you. So what we can do is we can go out and try to pick up some 12-year-olds.
Yeah, Jack, we need you to pose the 12-year-old.
I don't think I can.
No, I don't think that would work, because then she would have to get a hold of him, and he would have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah.
Have to just naturally go out and just pick up 12-year-olds.
Sure. Yeah.
Like
yeah. Okay.
It
has to be organic. You can't force it.
No, you can't force it.
Did I? Oh, God, this is. Oh.
Let's start over.
I did. Yeah, let's erase this.
No.
I did editing. I did write a sketch years ago. I may have told you about it over the years, but. It was called, I mean, it was a working title, but The Unrepentant Pedophile, where it was like he got caught, but it was like Catch a Predator, he got caught, but he didn't understand what was going on. Like, so the Chris Hansen character would be like, so you said that you wanted to blank the girl's blank and her blank with a blank blank. And he's like, fuck yeah, I did. High five, right? And like, he didn't get that he was in trouble with it. Like, he thought that they were, like, it was the guy was, like, just talking to him about it. He's like, yeah, you know. He's like, how many times have you done this? He's like, man, a lot. Like, oh, geez.
How much time do you have?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he's like, are you sure you want to keep talking? He's like, yeah, man, this is great. Let's just keep going. so, but anyway, real quick, beer of the week. Our beer of the week comes from Full Sail Brewing in Hood River, Oregon. It is their Mexican style lager, cerveza. And it's it's got a really long explanation, but it's the newest member of the Session family. It's a 4.5 ABV Mexican style lager, crisp, refreshing, loco bueno cerveza, brewed for a caliente day.
That's racist.
Yeah, and anything it is pretty. Yeah, it's pretty tone deaf from white people in North Oregon.
Isn't this a Jamaican flag on the can anyways?
I know. It looks...
Yeah, exactly.
It definitely looks more Jamaican than... they're just like, whatever. All those brown people are the same. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
They live next to water.
Yeah. It's not a bad beer, though.
No, it's not bad.
Definitely very sessionable. So check that out. Full Sail Brewing. Big beer. You can... you can find them. They're all over. I pick this up at Total Wine and More, River, Oregon. They're open every day at 11 a.m. And, yeah, they make some great beers. Pretty tasty. We're coming back to this. I've been on the road. We've been busy. Had other shit going on. It is a shit show. It's such a weird place. It's massive, but more lawless since I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was closing time. And, you know, bartender turns the lights on. She goes, all right, guys. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I'll finish this fast. And she's like, I'll just put in to-go cups for it. Dang. And she goes, I'll just make you a fresh one in a to-go cup. And then just, like, sends us out on the street.
That's about Montana, man.
Living
in paradise.
It's always been amazing. Yeah. They're, like, just... I would go to the bar with my mom when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah, Missoula was not like that when I lived there. With an open container like that. But I guess it's gotten much more, you know, you're at a bar, different bar, but they close in time. And he's like, all right, ordered mine. He's like, that's fine. Here, throws a to-go cup. She goes, is that legal? He's like, listen, man, I just got to get you out. let's not bring the law into this, okay?
Missoula is a dangerous town, man. Last time I was there.
Her.
Yeah, probably. You probably fucked her too, man.
Eskimo brothers.
But fun. It was a great time. Good show. Missoula is just, it's such a weird, these hicks and cowboys, and it's kind of lawless, but it's super progressive, and they have bike position of places. But it's kind of sad. I guess the university, there's way less people there, which explains why it's been not as, you know, when I was
so freaking cold
rocking, and now you go there. And when I lived there, you would go out any night of the week, and the people at a couple of bars.
Maybe people just aren't drinking as much.
Find
that's
a way.
True.
They drink at home. But that's, I mean, I was poor when I was.
We'd pre-funk. I had to be like, so we went to the bar deep. That was always my baseline. Yep. That's where we had to start. The Missoula. But they used to do a thing called Wasted Wednesdays. And oh boy, did I get wasted on Wednesdays. You could drink domestic beer all night. Like, just like Coors Light. Yeah, it was like Coors Light, like Bud Light, like drink a bazillion of them.
At the Monkey Bar here, we used to have 50 cent beer night, but that's light.
Yeah, I mean, 10 beers is a lot, but I definitely put more than 10 down for $5, man.
Oh, I'd walk in with completely to the next day.
Because I can put down a lot of beer. Like that, so I just know how to pace myself, and my body is built to consume mass amounts of beer. God created me in the image that he knew I would need to be. But yeah, it was such a weird, like, when we were walking on the street too, and it was the morning, he's like, we're walking this pizza place and he's just, no, it's whatever.
But I believe still is a passenger.
Probably. I mean, there was a time when I lived there, when you could be having a beer while you're driving. That was fine. You just can't.
Underrated.
Yeah,
the whole state, man.
So we're going to talk about Spokane for a minute. Spokane is I have lived in Spokane. I realized, which is crazy because I thought I'd be here for like 6 months. I only stopped in for a weekend. Okay, here I have fallen in love with Spokane in many ways. I love hate it, but. Most wanting to be run for like mayor or something, and the longer this is, the
I'm not running that campaign.
Yeah, fuck, you're not. That happened too.
Geez.
Yeah, I actually, Traz messaged me today, and that was one of the things he texted me about. Someone could, they don't even have to listen. They could just pull up an episode of the podcast, open it to any time, it'll be it, which is fine. But I'd like to at least be there, like getting the conversation up, like actual, like get people like realigned, realign their chakra.
Yeah.
I want to realign people's push chakra because God damn it. It's that sounds like a bad Bond villain.
Yeah. I'm kind of hard just thinking about it.
Oh my God.
I want to make Spokane great again.
Oh my God. He went there.
their Facebook anymore. But I'm working on I'm going to make these into a book. I'm doing a post once a day and I'm going to see how long I can get them. But if I can get up to like 50 of these of basically it
might have some Spokane pictures you could put in it.
Okay. More doesn't see them.
I'm one of those people.
So that's all right. These are my dear Spokane very up in arms about. So one of my things with being mayor is I want Spokane to grow. Spokane needs to grow. That's going to happen. But people are, I want to keep it smaller. And like, it's already great. And then you're just going to be behind the curve and never going to get ahead. So might as well get ahead now and embrace the children that are moving here. Which, by the way, like I've said before, they are just the children and or grandchildren of the children are just moving back here. Like, okay. You know, it's just a cycle. So these are a few of my, so Spokane. If you want to discourage people from the west side in California from moving here, that still has a Sears and a Kmart. Spokane, if you want to discourage people, Red Robin as best burger in town. Spokane, if you want a community where Tech Nine visits more often than our governor.
That's true.
That one's very true.
So fucking true.
Just tell them that we're the type of community that argues over calling it Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, but Spokane, if you want to discourage people from the west side in California from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of Tesla. that actually comes from a quote interviewed. I actually said, he's like, listen, man, just because we wrestle in a backyard doesn't make us backyard wrestling.
Go break another fucking light bulb over your head.
Just tell them that we're the type of community that's so non-progressive we don't even cut our cocaine with fentanyl yet. If you want to discourage people from the west side in California from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community that hosts in the same place at the same time. Spokane, if you want to discourage where you have to look both ways before pulling out onto a one-way street.
That reminds me a lot of Wrong One Way.
It happens. There's a lot of them. People drink a lot. Here, just tell them that we're the type of community that considers $150,000 worth of rocks under the freeway. And this is the last one I posted. I've got two more that I've posted so far. A type of community that has four universities and two colleges and everyone grows up to be a bartender. Encourage people from the west side in California from moving here. Just tell them that we're the type of community where our... So I'm going to compile all these into a small little book, and I think I want to just my little love letter to Spokane. Weird place, yeah. You know?
It's like in between, you know, the Seattle and just... Like we're a mix of the two.
Yeah, old people that need to die soon.
Yeah.
That'll help. That'll help. But
careful, you're getting up there.
I know. God.
I'm older.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm gonna die first.
I'll probably die first.
Oh, totally.
Oh, totally.
I don't know. I might.
100%.
I might live on just through spite.
Yeah.
Like just
that makes
because
sense.
Of spite.
Just
through spite, yeah, right.
Spokane.
See how far I can go. But all that is going to be on my campaign page, Deese 2021. I don't think there's an election that year, but I'm gonna call for a constitutional election.
I think it'll be 2020.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do 2019, and I'm gonna do it earlier.
I'd vote for that.
Yeah, I'm coming for that mayoral belt. There's a belt, right? Is there a belt?
Sunday.
Yeah. Isn't there no belt? If there's not a belt, I'm going to make a belt, and then I'm going to take the belt. What I'm going to do is during our mayor's next like speech, I'm going to just hold it and be like, just breast in like, hey! Is it Inslee? Is he our mayor?
I have no idea.
Condon. Inslee's the governor.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, Condon. I'll be like, listen, Condon.
Give no shits.
I challenge you to a mayoral smackdown.
Yeah.
And then I hit him with the belt and throw a folding chair
this
at him.
Sounds like an Adam West kind of thing.
And then Adam and then we're gonna hope we wrestle.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna meet him in the ring.
He's dressed up as Mick Foley.
Yeah,
bring out Sacco. Shoving socks in his fucking mouth.
We'll hang the belt from the top of the ring, and you got it. What do they do? The cage match or the ladder match or something?
TLC. Yeah, table, ladders, chairs, man. I don't watch wrestling. I swear to fucking God.
Sure.
But I'm looking forward to giving it a shot. I actually really want to do this. Would you guys vote for me?
I would totally.
I mean, 100%. I'd have to.
You have to. Well, you don't have to, but it would be nice, you know, to feel the support and love.
You have to convince me.
I'll do my best. I mean, that's one of the things that, like, it would, even if I didn't win, that would be super fun to say I ran for mayor. I think you have to get like a 1,000 signatures or something like that.
You could do it.
Like a petition.
You got enough.
That I could do.
Let's start the campaign now. Let's get you on Tinder.
Okay.
Let's do all that. Let's ramp it up. All
right, let's do it. We're gonna make it happen. I'm gonna be.
You on Tinder?
I bet you we could. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Does that help your campaign?
That'll help totally.
Okay. let's look how to apply for mayor in Spokane. Let's look this up and see what we can find.
Click here to say yes to being the mayor.
Are you fair and balanced? Do you want to run for local office? Yes, I do. Let's find out what they...
Just take a quiz and
is your name
get
Fonda?
A certificate. You are now mayor.
Let's see. You correct candidate guys. Helpful hints to help you. State laws. Let's see. I could be mayor and district selectman.
What else? Qualifications.
I don't know.
Too many words.
Yeah, Ben Stuckert, the current city council president, is that definitely beat him.
Bullshit. Destroy him.
Yeah, crush him. Let's run. What do they call it when you're
schmear
just
campaign.
Schmear campaign? Let's just like, yeah, we'll get Jesse. can I talk to you for a minute? like Ben. Suck it with minors 69 because he's bad. Once he dies, we'll move forward with the plan.
We can make that happen.
It's not that kind of campaign.
Yeah. My first policy, though, first policy would be the first one, sterilization agent in the water. You want to?
That's
have
just
kids.
Because you hate kids.
I don't hate kids. The kids are fine because I mean they don't affect me.
Unless bullshit. You have to pay for them.
So I got my own three kids, man. Donate enough money to their ungrateful asses.
They're already terrible, yeah. So what do you want me to do?
Can't even stand the three that I have. Who the fuck is Jerry, and why isn't he taking care of his own fucking kids?
So I got a lot of policies. We'll make it happen. We're going to do it, guys. Together we can do it. Traz will be in the campaign. He's an economics guy. He'll crunch the numbers. Mm-hmm. We'll make it work. I wonder what party should I run under? Can I run under the imperialistic party?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can we make one up? Like for the queen. I want to run for the queen. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Do they frown on that?
Not in this fucking city.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, when you hear this, this is going to be, if you listen to the day it comes out, it's the night for Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, guys, what do you guys do? Do you guys have Thanksgiving traditions? Do you guys do anything?
Not really. This year I'm going up to my parents' house. Last year I sat at home.
Yeah.
Not much.
I did when I was a kid, but no.
Yeah.
Probably going to friends for a little bit. Okay. Eat some food.
Wow, you guys are really, really exciting.
What's to celebrate, though, really? It's like
conquering a country. No. We fucking ruled this shit. Fucking natives, Indians. We crushed them. We fucking rocked their world. They didn't see it coming.
Sorry, I feel like we just had to take a moment of silence right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was like,
for that dead fucking comment.
I mean, we didn't.
You didn't.
My people had nothing to do with it. I don't know about your people.
They were busy getting fucking
conquered on their own.
They were getting crushed on their own down there. That reminds me. Did I ever tell you about this time I got in a fight with that girl at Anthony's a bar in Coeur d'Alene over about 9/11.
No. Yeah, you told that story last time on the show.
Did I? Okay, yeah. When I argued with her about the end.
Oh, yeah.
She said that 9/11 was the worst, attack on this nation's soil and our nation's history. And I'm like, I feel like the Native Americans would disagree with you on that one. And she kind of lost her mind. Yeah. I got to talk Thanksgiving food. Let's talk food for a minute, guys. Where are we at? Where do we come down on turkey?
I'm not that much of a fan. I'll eat it. I mean, white meat only, though.
Really?
Not that dark only, meat. There's nothing. No dark meat going into my mouth.
No?
No. I'm a turkey racist.
I like all the meat, so.
What? Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, Jack does. Write that one down.
Jack likes
all the meat.
Write that down. What are you writing down over there?
Jack likes meat.
Yeah, we'll use that later. That'll be one of your
thanks.
One of your
one of my clips.
Yeah.
Great.
I feel like it's such a weird thing. Like, I don't know why we chose first of all, I like ham better than turkey for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's true.
And here's everyone's like, "Oh, turkey."
I like goose. It's good.
Goose is good. But goose is fucking hoity toity lottie da over here. Jeez, humble brag. Oh, that's fucking, you know, yeah, you can have keep your turkey, you goddamn peasant. I'm eating goose. Canadian ones, too.
Got it at the park.
Jeez, okay, now you're just homeless. I actually had a joke at one point I was doing about eating duck, and I'm like, it either means you're doing really well off or you're homeless. Like,
I remember that joke.
Yeah, there's no in between. Like, no one, there's no one who's like working as middle management at Walmart eating duck, but you're either doing well or you're living in a, you know, in a barbecue underneath a freeway off ramp.
Right.
So my problem with turkey is everyone wants to say, everyone's like, oh, but turkey. But yeah, if you get the turkey and then mix it in with the mashed potatoes and gravy and you get the cranberries and, you know, that a little of this. I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like, listen, I don't like reggae music, but like, you know, everyone's like, yeah, but, you know, if you're on the beach and it's sunny and you got a cocktail in your hand and you're getting a blowjob and you're like, yeah, then that's fine. Obviously, everything gets better that
pop
way.
On some UB40, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Let's make it happen. But like, don't, but you know, you, I'm talking standing alone. Turkey doesn't have much going on. Mm. It's pretty dry. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not that great of meat. No.
No, it's really pretty bad. The,
hammer primer, Ben.
Fuck yeah. There you go. That's my go-to. I did one year make a bourbon maple glazed turkey though. And that was pretty fucking amazing.
My wife was trying to get me to deep fry a turkey this year. I'm like, fuck you. Everybody that I know that has ever deep fried a turkey has severely injured themselves.
Oh, yeah. Like it just bursts into flames instantly. Oh, yeah. Like it's just the soul of the turkey just escaping into the nether realms, just bursting into an ether-like phoenix. And it comes out like the... comes out as like boil. Yeah, like people like burn their whole houses down or have...
Yeah. I had one guy at work that was out for like 6 months because he got third-degree burns all over his fucking arms from deep frying turkeys.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
fell and stuck his whole arm into the thing.
Jesus Christ.
I like
Christ.
Smoked turkey.
Smoked turkey's pretty good.
Yeah.
She likes meat and she likes smoking meat.
I love smoking meat. I use that as a clip.
That's a clean pull right there. That's a clean drop too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's get three takes, you know. I love smoking meat.
There's yours.
I love smoking meat.
I love sucking dick.
Exactly. See, you gotta do VO work. You do the three takes. And I just have fun with it. That was the fun one. That was
that's all you get from me.
I think we talked about it before the show. I'll probably be spending my Thanksgiving like at a Chinese restaurant in Seattle, which is fine with me.
You got good teriyaki over there. Better teriyaki than over here.
Yeah. For I sure. mean, listen, dog on Thanksgiving is traditional. Ugh. That's, you know, pigeon or cat, whatever the fuck they use. I don't care.
It's the year of the monkey right now, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, that's fine. I'll eat monkey. I'll eat fucking anything, man. I will. I'll try almost anything in life twice. That was kind of my rule. I'll eat some fucking weird shit. I will. I don't care. But yeah, the Thanksgiving is people like it's one of the weirdest holidays too, Because, and I mean, not to bite like a Jim Gaffigan bit, but like all like you just eat. That's the whole holiday. Like mm-hmm. that's it. You just eat. Like what are we like literally when you think about it, what are we celebrating? Like the fact that we.
So like, you were able to eat the harvest and the.
We destroyed.
Yeah.
An entire. But like that's like literally.
That's not how they see it. Like the moms so and the children and.
Walmart
and
buying a fucking turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
The pilgrims.
Like, do we still have to celebrate the pilgrims?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
That's why I don't celebrate it.
Oh, okay.
You're the one that brought it up.
Jesus Christ, Jack. You're the one that brought it up. All right. God damn it,
I don't give a shit about your stupid holiday.
That's all right. I don't either.
So I'm like the only one that's doing something with my family.
Yeah.
You're the only one with the family.
That's true.
That's true. Is like Batman.
Yeah, yes, we just yeah
exactly
just dead. Right.
We're both Batman.
We're both. Wow. Wait. We both are shit. I haven't done anything like with family in for a holiday in. I couldn't even tell you how long.
Me either.
Probably. 25 years.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Man. It's been at least that's 10. Sad. It's been that's 10 that's for sad. Me.
I'm gonna tell my wife about that. She's gonna be super sad.
She's so sad. Sorry, Megan. So sad. I started opting out of holidays real early, and then just was on my own doing my thing. Mm-hmm. And I hate going to other people's houses for holidays too, because I always feel
it's
weird.
Awkward, yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you guys are like a family, and I'm like, yeah. Like I'll just be fine. Like I'll just sit at home and drink.
That's
right.
That's what I'm gonna miss about most probably about Tom not being here anymore.
Oh.
The Friendsgiving every year, and that was just a blast. That
yeah,
was like the
we're
only
doing
time
that
I could actually stand Nick.
Yeah,
like we had fun together. Like it was a great time.
My buddy's on house arrest.
I punched Alex Burrow in the face once.
Oh, that's something we both have in common too.
Yeah, right? but his was because he accused me of pissing in his pants.
Oh,
yeah. Weird.
Oh God.
And yeah, he got up in my face, butt ass naked, and I laid his ass out. It's a hairy
right.
little man.
Yeah, he's a
very hairy little man. He's like the missing link.
He had clothes on when I punched him.
Yeah,
to be fair, I bitch slapped him.
Yeah, no,
I didn't punch him.
I punched him square in the face. Dropped him on the floor.
Fuck
that guy.
I always used to bring weird shit. So we do like a second Thanksgiving at Tom Meisford's house every year, Jack, and we. I would bring weird shit like Tom's like
house?
Tom Meisford, a comic who moved to Chicago a while back. Mm. And he's like, bring something, you know. And so one year I just brought like pre-made taco shells.
Yeah.
like no one had there was no taco.
You bring like fucking McDonald's, just a shit ton of McDonald's.
Yeah, a shit ton of McDonald's fries. Yeah. One time, yeah, just like just really weird
getting
random
ideas
shit
for my Friendsgiving.
Yeah, like those are what. That's the things I. You got to be more specific then, man. Listen, I don't know.
Yeah, you came with like 4 bags of McDonald's fries.
Yeah. just you know, keeping it real. Everyone likes McDonald's fries,
that's
though.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the only good part about McDonald's, really.
Yeah. There. What goes? What is like the goes from best to worst? More quickly than McDonald's fries,
nothing.
Though. Like, nothing is so good, and then, like, 38 seconds later is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a quick turn, right?
Eating ass could go that way pretty fast.
I mean, depends on what they had for dinner. Yeah. The
that I wouldn't know that one.
Don't play, Jack.
Don't
You're not better than us.
I smell your breath.
I didn't say it. Oh. Good one.
Yeah, so, yeah, holidays, fuck them. They're weird. I don't care. Who cares?
Are we doing mushrooms for Thanksgiving then?
I'm going to be, I'll be here. Maybe. Maybe. I need to do some, yeah.
I actually did acid, like, last year for Thanksgiving.
Really? And then went to a
holiday
party? Yeah,
we called it Tripsgiving.
Tripsgiving, Jesus Christ.
It was pretty great, actually. Started at, like, 8 in the morning.
God, that's, I feel like I need... I need to be at least like noon before I do acid. Well, I'll say 11.
Maybe. Depends on how long the week's been.
Right. Like, it has to be after McDonald's stops serving breakfast.
Right,
then I
right,
can start
okay.
eating acid.
Well, it was festival season, so.
I could never deal with acid.
No?
No.
I don't like it as much as I like mushrooms.
The time that I
fucking
fried the most was up at the barter fair at Tenasket. Mm. And I did, I don't even know how much acid.
It's probably not a good place to fry really hard.
I got chased by some Indian kids with like baseball bats and shit. Like,
yeah. They're vicious up there.
Fuck, man. It was insane.
That seems like not barter fair-like, isn't it? Just a bunch of hippies up there?
Yeah, not anymore, no. Oh. It's gotten taken over by like the rave kids.
I was like 16, 17. Oh, maybe. So this is like 20 years ago.
They're a little primitive.
Primitive? Did you just call the Indians primitive?
Wow.
No,
wow, Jack.
Barter fair
Jesus
people.
Jesus Christ, Jack.
God.
Real
you
nice.
You want to just apologize now?
Yeah, they're holy
indigenous,
shit.
Not primitive.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
That's real fucked up.
They had tools.
That's not at all what
all right. I don't. It
I'm
looks
gonna
like
get stabbed because
say you hate Thanksgiving now.
Mm-hmm.
The let's
isn't that on their side if I hate Thanksgiving?
No.
If you hate it,
then
no, that's not. They celebrate it too.
No, they don't.
Okay. Do they not? I don't
Listen,
know.
Get Jamie Boyd on the phone.
Yeah, let's call Jamie. Ask her. Hey, around.
Didn't we, like, slaughter a bunch of their people?
When you were banging your cousin, did you.
In between stealing out of mini fridges at comedy clubs, did you guys ever make some fried bread and turkey?
Well, we know she made fried bread.
Yeah,
she's
she
fucking
that out of her titties. Gross ass bitch.
You guys are mean today.
Does she still come on this show every once in a while?
No,
that's
I
hope she
to,
hears this.
She can't afford internet.
My friend asked me today, "Oh, what's a podcast? Is that like the thing on the iPod?"
I hope your friend is 97 years old.
No, I don't. I just don't think he gets out much.
Apparently, shit. What's a podcast?
And I like had to explain to him. I was like, "No, they can be on anything." On.
Yeah.
And he's all, "I just remember like when iTunes came out, there was podcasts on there," and I'm like, "Yep."
Still
there
are.
Still
the
are.
Same thing.
What's a podcart? You still doing that podcart thing? Is that
all right.
Let's see. I think we're just going to. Jack, you ready to get into some news?
Sure.
All right.
I don't have very serious news today.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world. This is the Social Hour News. Real quickly, Jack, we've got a slew of musicians coming up on the show.
Yay.
So what that means is that we are going to make you a new song just for you soon.
Woohoo!
That's kind of how we do it. What we do is once we have a musician on, once we have a new news person, we have we'll do it on the spot, write it, record it, and do it in real time. So. You have your own special news song soon.
It better be good.
I want a song.
You
don't get one.
You get a segment.
You don't have a segment.
Fuck.
Come with a segment. We'll get you a song. All right, Jack. What do you got?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is this boy that got stabbed.
This boy that got stabbed.
It's in Spokane.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. On. Just like 2 days ago?
Yeah. Or no, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it yesterday? Okay. I'm pulling up the article.
So you got, like, it was by an older guy, right? Some older guy stabbed a kid who was like 8 years old.
30-year-old Bruce Landy.
Well, was he eyeballing him or something?
No,
what the
apparently,
fuck,
what did you say, Jeremy? He was
on DXM cough syrup or cough medication. Mm-hmm. So basically, like Coracid, HBP, something with some DXM in it.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's dude. I've never been higher in my
what
life.
What the kid's called RoboTripping.
I mean, I've never been fucking day. Stab a kid high.
Yeah.
And he said he like had to do something evil. Like,
yeah.
So did does
Satan.
And he went into like the Heiko Mart, I think is where.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that laundromat there.
Does he remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an
so he just remembers it, but he was like a passenger in this. He wasn't like fully in control. He was more like a passenger
just
stuck in this.
He said that he had to do something evil. is what he said. And he basically said he's glad the kid survived, and if he could take it back, he would.
That's blah, blah, blah. Nice, Sam. I think we're fine. No, that's a fair. At least he apologized. That's
a fucking piece of shit, man.
Right. And he was there with his dad. Like, they were just, like, standing there.
Hanging out. Like, I can't imagine somebody did that to my kids. What the fuck? Like, that guy would be fucking...
Spokane's getting off the hook.
But if they did, which one would you want it to be?
I'm not going to answer that
question. Just in case CPS listens at some point.
In case your kids listen at some point,
just write it down for me.
My dad tells me all the time.
No, I can't even imagine. Like, I wouldn't want that to happen to any fucking kid.
Yeah,
no, like, it's so sad.
Where did he stab him?
In the neck. Stabbed him like 11 times.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Like, it wasn't just like once. It was like a flurry of fucking stabs. Yeah. It was like he just went in there windmilling it. Like, fucking, got him in the neck, got him all that, a whole bunch of other places.
So did he stab him or cut him?
It says stabbed.
Yeah.
Okay. Kid lived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I hope he learned a lesson.
The kid?
Yeah.
What hope lesson would that lesson. Be, Deez?
The last person that
don't
I
go into public ever. don't trust your dad.
All those things. Don't trust adults.
the last kid that got stabbed by somebody, though, ended up to be Tina Fey.
Yeah, look what happened to her. She's doing great.
That's the last child to be stabbed by someone.
Yeah, that was, I think, that statistically,
Very last person.
Yeah. I mean, in the U.S.
I think that's
maybe outside the U.S.
I'm pretty sure that there's some mom somewhere that stabbed her kid because she wanted freedom.
Well, I mean, let's not bring Casey Anthony into this.
Right.
God, I want to fuck her so bad.
Ew.
Oh,
no, that's the worst kind of train wreck.
Well,
I'm not going to have kids with her.
It wouldn't matter if he did. She wouldn't keep him.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
choice for sure.
After the fact.
Late term abortion.
God damn.
The just broke Jack, I think. That is fucked up though. I mean, why? So was this guy doing? Was he? Did he take this drug to get high, or was he?
He said he takes about 5 boxes per day.
What's it in? Like, what do you?
HPP. It's a pill.
So you just buy it over the counter?
Yeah, you can buy it from any store. We used to go to the store and steal it.
Cough medicine. Yeah.
We used to go to the store and steal it, and it's just the DSM, which I believe is like a cough suppressant.
So how don't they have regulations where they take your driver's license and you can only buy so many in a day or something? And not this shit though?
No.
That's crazy.
They'd have to do it on all kinds of things. It's like Robitussin.
They probably should.
NyQuil and shit.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
you could just drink like 10 bottles of NyQuil.
That's crazy. Same thing. Kid's okay.
Yeah. No, it's not the same.
Not okay, but he's going to live.
I've taken that shit before. It's not the same. It is not the same.
So how bad do you trip, Jeremy? What kind of?
I've taken a shit ton of acid. I've taken a shit ton of mushrooms. I have never hallucinated as hard as what I did on that. I watched a comet fly through the wall in my living room. I tried to escape for a force field for a full day. What else happened?
Was this all at once? Did you only do it?
I did it for probably a solid like 2 months.
Okay.
Back when I was like 16,
why
17.
Why that long? Like,
because it was fun. I mean, my liver probably is like completely dead.
What's your state of mind? Because I've done a lot of drugs. What's your do you know it's hallucinations or are you in control a little bit or do you feel
kind of that it's hallucinations, but you're just so dumb at the time that you don't even care. Like there was 5 of us sitting around a table and we were trying to go get a pack of cigarettes and all we had to do was count out 4 quarters each. To make $5.
Yeah.
We couldn't even fucking do that.
Because you didn't have the money? Or that makes more sense.
Couldn't count to 4.
Got it. No.
No, the shit fucks you up completely. Like, it's not the type of drug that you want to be out in public on. Yeah. At all. Whatsoever. Like, it's the kind of that you want to just be in your house, away from everybody, by your fucking self.
Well, that sounds
that's crazy.
Like, depression.
Yeah. the kid lived, and the guy is arrested.
Yeah.
Was he arrested right away, or did they have to hunt him down?
I guess customers nabbed him or something.
Yeah. People tackled him and held him down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we, in a situation like that, can we kind of just agree as a nation that if some guy stabs a kid in public and we tackle the guy, we just
kill
stab him.
Yeah, just
and just kind of be done. Like,
right.
I mean,
like Black Mirror shit.
Yeah, like if it's another adult, like there may be something there, yeah. but it's a kid. You know, right. like we don't know. The kid does this guy
I
and this
feel
kid
the
don't
same
have a
thing
beef
about pedophiles. Can we just like rape them when we catch them, like, right there?
You would.
Can we?
I mean, I don't want to do it, but I want to.
No,
make
I
go through it.
I agree. With you. There's just something like the unfortunate thing, and I'm not trying to. Validate, and I mean this is earnestly, this isn't a joke, you know, things with pedophiles and sexual offenders.
Right.
Statistically, they are offending because they were also
right.
victimized, which is really shitty, but also like, yeah, probably just end
I
the cycle.
But I mean, like this guy was like intentionally just getting fucked up and
yeah.
then went
oh.
to do something crazy.
No, I'm with it. Like
going with mental disorder.
And people are like, oh, well, it's a slippery slope. And, you know, we can't decide who, you know, we can't be like judge, jury, and executioner. It's like when there was some senator who was talking about pornography, when they had something on pornography, and he's like, they wanted to like, what specifically is it? And he's like, how about we just, we'll know when we see it. Like, we know if that's like not right. And for me, I think we can all come together that if a guy is out there getting fucked up in the middle of the day at a Heiko market and stabs an 8-year-old boy, we don't fucking need him.
No.
He was
yeah.
walking around there, starting fights with people
yeah.
right, previously. And then he walked into the Heiko and saw this kid playing on his yeah. iPad and was like,
everyone's just so numb nowadays. They just don't even care.
Yeah. I would be like, let's just kill him.
Right.
It's fine.
That's why I'm okay with concealed carry. Like, I just don't, like, I want someone to shoot that guy.
If you would have done that shit to my kids,
I
would have shot him.
I don't see how that person was able to.
Restrain themselves.
Exactly. Like, I would have killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, good on him, but shit.
No.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I would have too. That's definitely. Those are situations. Like, I think we should just come together as a nation, decide we don't need those people. I'm fine with that. So, all right, Jack, what else you got?
All right, this is another one from Spokane.
Dear Spokane.
Yeah, a week ago, exactly. So. Police are investigating the death of a man who reportedly shot himself in the head during sex.
Oh, I heard about this. I thought this was Nick when I read about it.
There'll be some Nick shit.
In a search warrant filed on November 8th, Spokane Superior Court, a detective wrote that at 2 a.m. on November 4th, police were called to the home 7800 block North Morton Avenue. It's like right up where my house was, like my roommate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
After a woman said her partner shot himself in the head.
Yeah.
They responded and said found the man dead at the scene. The woman told officers that she and the man were involved in a sadomasochistic sexual relationship that involved pretending to shoot themselves in the head with an unloaded revolver.
Yeah.
So basically, he shot himself while they were having sex.
Yeah.
What if he finished?
Fucking. I feel bad for her. Like.
I wonder if she did.
Right. What the fuck? This is so fucked up. Like, I would.
She's like, God damn it! You can never get me off. or maybe that's the one time she did come. Like yeah. when he actually
oh
killed himself.
God.
She's like,
oh, finally.
Fuck. that.
So crazy what people do though. Like, these have to be that extreme nowadays. You can't just like beat each other up a little bit. They gotta fucking
Jesus Christ,
pretend
Jack.
To shoot each other.
All right.
No, I mean like sadomasochistic.
Yeah.
Hey.
They're pretending to shoot. They're playing Russian roulette in bed. What
that
the
is,
fuck?
That
I had
is,
one girl that asked me to punch her in the face during sex. Like, this is when I was 18.
I don't mean like yeah. that, but,
and
you know, like...
that was the weirdest shit ever.
The,
like, I'm
yeah,
sorry,
that's
like,
weird.
I'll choke a bitch. I'll do a lot of other shit.
So did you?
No, I did not. She was, like, 40, though.
I would have been, like, I would have, like, gotten out my cell phone and, like, all right, I need to record. Say it. Yeah. Say this. Okay.
Well, see, like I said, I was, like, 18, so cell phone
yeah.
cameras weren't a thing. Like, I would have had to take a disposable
yeah.
camera, went and got it developed, all that
sure.
shit.
Sure. Kill the mood.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's like, all right. Are you talking like a jab, or do you want me like?
No,
are we talking right
up
cross?
Wanted me to fucking just knock her out.
Fuck, goddamn. I will say this, like all like Jack said, the revolver and pretending you're shooting or you're still like, how, I don't know that a gun to my head doesn't make me like, right. That doesn't turn me on. The,
have you tried maybe it, it's though? Supposed to like turn the other person on, which it? Also is very scary to think about.
Yeah. Sounds like she has tried it.
Yeah. That's, no, I haven't. I need to. I'll do it tonight
have
when I'm beaten
tried
off.
What?
Holding a gun to your head. How do you know you're not going to like it? How do you know?
No. It doesn't tonight when I jerk off, I'm going to hold a gun to my head and see what happens.
I only have a semi-automatic though, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You need a revolver.
What about a bow
for
and arrow?
To be really fun. Yeah,
I got a bow.
Crossbow.
Right. Yeah. Bow and arrow, I got to have like a weird angle situation or.
Just
be really good with the wind.
Crossbows.
Pull it back with my feet.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems hard. it is weird. There's just that people keep like cranking it up. I mean, like when they always talk about, oh, what, you know, I put like a. Like like mints in my mouth and give you a blowjob or like get a blowjob stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know, man. The bloom isn't off the rose for me when it comes to just a blowjob. Like that's still pretty nice as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I need like I've never been getting a blowjob. You're like, you know what? This could use fucking like a caramel macchiato on my dick. So that would really help make this blowjob way better.
I like caramel.
But it's on your own dick. I don't get it either.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't understand that.
I don't like food in bed. I don't really want to be messy.
It's,
like, sticky.
Kind of STI
and,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not unsanitary. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems really, really odd. I'm not, I don't know, call me old-fashioned, but listen. I just like to not know their name and leave. anyway. So, 8-year-old kids died, and... this kid's probably going to grow up and be the next guy that shoots himself in the head during sex now because he's all fucked up from the...
Wow.
The
rough connection.
I'm out of that conversation.
Okay, so Spokane is getting real weird.
Yeah.
All right. What else? So anything
okay,
what
speaking
else?
Speaking of weird. where is this at? Dayton, Ohio. The strip club has permanently closed after a lengthy investigation revealed employees accepting food stamps for lap dances.
Fuck, that's my kind of joint.
Hey, listen, it all spends the same. They're probably on assistance
they still
anyway.
Have paper food stamps?
Or oh, for lap dances and drugs.
Well, yeah.
Where were they swiping their cards?
Right.
They probably still have paper. And where is it? What'd you say?
Ohio.
Dayton,
Ohio.
They still definitely have.
The best, like, LeBron was the only good thing in Ohio, and
yeah.
It's gone. What's the next best thing? MGK?
Is he from Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, so undercover agents exchange a total of more than $2,400 in food stamps to purchase heroin, fentanyl, I can't read that one. What the hell? Cocaine, methamphetamines, and lap dances.
Dude,
so
you
these
know,
guys are at work.
Yeah.
Getting lap dances and buying fentanyl. And
yeah,
buying food stamps.
That's
yeah.
I fucking miss my calling.
This is what I love because you know they go back to the precinct and talk to the other undercover agents. Like, hey, Jerry, what are you working on? He's like, oh well, you know, we've been watching the docs. Got to be there all night,
yeah.
Hiding in the trash with with binoculars, and I haven't seen my family in weeks. What are you working on? He's like, I'm doing cocaine with fucking hookers in a strip club. Fucking, I just butt railed some fentanyl
and
while I was getting my dick sucked with a caramel macchiato. That was the name of the stripper. And also, she actually had a caramel macchiato. So,
the $2,400 in food stamps, like that was a collective ordeal.
But yeah.
Bunch of people, like all. Fishing in their pockets, their kids were starving and shit, you know. Fuck.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if that's fair. I think if they I mean the drugs thing I get. Well also food stamps, so I don't think you're supposed to I think they're pretty you're not supposed to exchange your food stamps.
No, it's a felony.
Yeah. Okay. That so that makes sense. It does seem like that's to me, I'm a big to small guy. That seems like one of the lesser problems Ohio probably has,
yeah.
Right?
No, for sure.
Like, it does remind me though. Years ago, do you remember the Rainbow Room?
Yeah.
The Rainbow Tavern.
No,
on
Sprague. On
Sprague
yeah, yeah,
by
yeah.
the boxing
yeah.
gym.
Yeah. So it was like a topless dance
yeah,
place.
It was dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty. So like they it was like kind of a strip club. They had drinks. They had they had food and like steak night. And I'm like, dude, this should be called like 101 ways to get hepatitis. This place, like, but
yeah.
my friends and I, we went to a Indians baseball game one day, and I this may shock you, I was slightly intoxicated. Read very. And we at the baseball game, they don't take debit cards anywhere in the park. So just cash, or there's one place where you can swipe your card and they will give you Indian bucks. And they just spend like cash. So like swipe card for racist. $10. I know, right?
Food stamps.
It's coming around. They give you some cornmeal.
They give you turquoise beads.
Wow.
We left and I still had some left, right? So then my friends wanted to go to the Rainbow Room.
Non-transferable.
So we're at the Rainbow Room, and which I'd never been there before at this time. And it was just like the saddest place. Like it's like the girl goes up on stage. She like feeds money into the jukebox and like to play, picks her songs and stuff like that. And then this lady's up there and she's like, she's dancing, right? And you could almost see it in her head. Her like counting the rhythm. She's like, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and what? Like it just like and like not sexy dancing, just like go-go dancing, you know, like some weird like kind of. Okay. I don't even know how to describe it. Like
Fortnite dance.
Yeah, it's just like yeah, she like she's doing the Charleston up there,
right?
This lady was no spring chicken, and she had like this thing that like X'd back and forth across her body that. I'm like, fucking, where do you even get that thing, right? And we're sitting there, and I start talking to her, and I'm like, hey, what's your name? And she goes, my name is Anataqua. And I'm like, is that your real name, or is that your stage name? She goes, that's my real name. My stage name is Laura. And I said... And I go, I think you have those backwards. And I said, Anataqua, how many abortions have you had? And she goes,
did not ask her that.
She goes, what? I said, I said, how many children do you have? And she goes, like 5 and 7 grandchildren or something. Like, holy shit, how old are you? She's like, I'm 59, honey, or something. Like, she was old, like 56. So I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And so I'm sitting back there, and I'm like crumpling up the Indian bucks and like throwing them at her, and she's like crawling around on stage, like picking them up and like taking them.
Oh my god, this is horrible.
And then
story.
She gets off
You're
stage,
a horrible person.
And she puts on these glasses, like these, and I've never felt so weird because when she put on the glasses, she definitely looked like a grandma. It's like those big thick Coke bottle glasses, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so. Sad, but now you can take one of your grandchildren to an Indians game.
So fucked up.
That's funny though. That's some shit that I would have done.
They got busted. They did. So you know, right? I don't care. Fuck them. Let them. Let these people trade them. I don't give a shit. You know, they need money too, or whatever. I just think that's like the worst way for cops to be spending their time in Ohio.
It sounds like an excuse for them to do drugs.
Sure.
Get lap dances.
Like, well, listen, I had to make it look authentic.
Like, how did they originally figure that out? Like, oh, I got this great lead on this case. Like, they're.
Yeah. How'd you find out? Oh,
yeah.
I got a guy. I got a guy. You know what? Actually. Let's not pursue it. Now that I think about it, you know, it's probably
just
fine.
Leave it.
Forget I said anything.
I went there and they had EBT machines in each of the fucking champagne rooms.
So all right, I have one more. This one's for you because it's in Los Angeles.
Ooh, okay.
It just pissed me off. So community members have raised more than $7,600 or $1,000, $76,000 for a teacher captured on video punching his student repeatedly.
Oh yeah, I saw
Did
that.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to talk about. Because personally, after I watched the video, the kid was taunting him. Yes, but he whip-socked him like he was another dude.
It's
like
pretty. So
it was really rough.
I was kind of torn on this one. When I heard about it, I saw the video, and have you seen it, Jeremy?
I have not.
We should pull it.
Let's see if I can.
He
find
like
it.
wails on me, not throws him to the ground with one punch. And it's
more details like where it was and stuff, Jack.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles.
That's in California, D.C.
Riley.
Still in California.
Oh, yeah, and here's, like, okay, this is one another thing that pisses me off. It says, video posted to social media shows Riley, who is black, repeatedly hitting the student. Well, why does it matter that he's black? Like, the kid's black,
well,
too.
Well, because we need to know how much jail time we're going to give him.
Right. Yeah, that's so fucked up.
Once they say the name Riley, you automatically assume that he's white.
We're going to turn now to a wild incident.
My nephew's name's Riley. He's Mexican.
It's almost as bad. The
see, and if he was in the news, it would
it's
be
more
like
Mexican than
Riley, who was Mexican.
All right, so we're gonna
inside a high school classroom, and it was.
And this video has a teacher punching a over who is in our locker.
Okay,
in
that video, see the video.
Oh yeah, go back.
Dude,
because the kid's just like standing there class. Talking shit to him for like call. He's calling him out for like side. Calling his parents or something.
I think.
Watches this band class turns to blows between a teacher and his student. The fight breaking out inside Maywood Academy High School in Southeast Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's pretty, some pretty good. Authorities
now investigating videos capturing the alleged altercation that sent the teen to the hospital and landed the teacher behind bars.
Did they raise money for that teacher? He was beating the crap out of that kid.
Yeah.
Could have held his composure, you know. Like.
So I was a little torn on this because kids these days are fucking assholes.
Yeah, but fucking you're
like,
a teacher
it
in L.A.
school, like, that guy's probably been through some shit, and he's just
he probably
tired,
has some PTSD, but...
Man, you know what? We just need to send Michelle Pfeiffer to that school.
Yeah, exactly what I was
Turn
thinking
a
about,
chair backwards, put a paint a bandana on. And be like,
yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, this is like a great he's like a great teacher. These people on the GoFundMe page. I'm like, maybe we just go to good teacher when you see him squaring up and punching a kid
Literally,
in the face 12 times. Like,
he threw him to the ground and then punched him while he's on the ground.
Yeah,
he was like kicking him.
That's kind of where I turn the corner. Like, if you punch a kid once, like, I get
maybe,
it.
Maybe, yeah, right.
I do get it, okay? I get that.
That was a good fucking punch, that first
Yeah,
time,
no,
that
exactly. He, like, threw him back.
Yeah.
But if you square up and just keep throwing haymakers at a kid's head, like, maybe you're not a great... Let's just say he's a good teacher. Let's not go all the way to great
right.
at that point.
He's still alive. He's decent.
Yeah.
But in other news,
this band that was a
Floyd
band
Mayweather
teacher
fight.
That, like, what?
That's but yeah, I
he's fighting anybody nowadays, right?
Yeah, no shit, right? Put him, he's gonna fight like a tiger.
That's
all I got. There's a lot of hate out there.
Yeah, that
it's
was a weird fucking video. That was I feel bad. I mean, I do feel bad for him in a way because the kids are shitty and like that's but I mean, God, you gotta have a little more restraint than that. I guess
yeah.
he was calling him the N-word and stuff. Yeah.
They're both black.
Was the other kid black?
The kid was black that he punched, wasn't he?
I don't know.
After he punched him, yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the news. last thing we'll talk about real quick before we close out, guys, that I want to talk about news is sadly Stan Lee died in this last week. Very sad.
Fucking Hillary Clinton.
was it her fault? She was. Oh, yeah. Was he in Benghazi or something? Yeah.
How is it her fault?
Everything's her fault.
Oh, okay.
Sister, yeah.
He was trying to release information on the Clinton campaign.
Oh, gotcha.
The was it? Wait, was he something? I was like, really? that'd be weird. no, the and fucking Bill Maher, who I actually like, generally speaking, like talked a lot of shit about him after he died.
Really?
Yeah, like Bill Maher was saying. Just
shit.
Yeah,
I like Bill Maher too. I love Religious.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite movies.
Let's see, Bill. Oh, let's. I'll pull this up here. Bill.
Fucking talking shit about a goddamn no.
Yeah. Let's see. So Bill Maher on Stan Lee. Stan Lee County slams Bill Maher. Bill Maher blames Stan Lee Khan for Trump's election. What the fuck?
I heard Trump thinks that people are changing their clothes and then going back and voting again.
Yeah, that's craziness, too. yeah, the guy who created Spider-Man the Hulk has died in America is mourning. deep, deep mourning for a man who inspired millions to do, I don't know, watch a movie, I guess. Someone on Reddit posted, I'm so incredibly grateful I lived in a world that included Stan Lee. Personally, I'm grateful I lived in a world that included oxygen and trees, but to each his own. Now I have nothing against comic books. I read them now and then when I was a kid, and I was all about the Hardy Boys. But the assumption everyone had them back then, both the adults and kids, was that comics were for kids. When you grew up, you moved on to big boy books without the pictures. I don't know. He just like went on this.
Yeah,
long, like,
that's kind of just. Like,
I feel like the older Bill Maher gets, the more he just hates everything. He just wants to. You got to find a reason to hate everything.
I feel that way about you too.
Yeah, well, it's true. I'll be there soon. I'm just not Jewish. It's one good thing about
Wait,
me.
Wait, Bill Maher's Jewish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I'm never watching again. No, but it's. I mean, to me, you know, Stanley was, you know, created so much, such a rich fabric of storytelling, and created a whole genre that was, you know, gave so many kids so much. And yeah, as you're an adult, you know, you move out of it a little, but there's still room for, like, there's a lot of really, really good stories told in comic books and graphic novels and things.
Civil War, Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Logan was amazing. Like, where else would you get inbred Hulk family? Like, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, there's some great, I mean, or things like Neil Gaiman writes, or Brian K. Vaughan with Why the Last Man, Ex Machina, Saga,
Fuck
things
that
like
shit.
That. Yeah,
that's way too. That's like a step away from tentacle porn.
Too deep for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do. I think that was sad. It's, you know, but like, and that was sad. It's sad, but like, the guy was 95. Like, it's, you know,
yeah.
More celebrate his life than sad. Yeah. It's like, you know, he was going
to
go.
My brother's been buying up autographed comic books from him for years, just expecting this day to come.
Right, like one day, just waiting. One day he'll die. So, all right, but that's okay. He'll be missed. He'll be missed. All right, guys. Let's see. Yeah. I think we're about done for the day. Anyone got anything else? No.
No.
Jack, Jeremy, no, nothing. Good.
Good.
Everyone's good. We got our music back too. I figured out our issue.
Your issue.
It was a technical issue.
That's on your end. I'm just here as a filler.
Jeez, someone is saucy tonight. Yeah, all right, guys. This is the part of the show where we go around saying nice things about each other. I know it's very difficult for you guys, but we're gonna fucking do it. So I will start as always. Jeremy, I appreciate you guys thinking of me for Thanksgiving, and that I might be lonely, and you having the sense enough to know that I don't care. but I appreciate the offer, and I will, if I was in town, I probably would actually join you guys, but I'm going to be driving back from Seattle.
It was a pretty empty offer.
Yeah, I was pretty, I was just hoping I would say no.
If you want to come over, man.
Yeah, you know, you can.
Some mushrooms, we'll get fucked up.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, well, it's Tripsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
What we should do is just, make one batch of mushrooms, like one batch of one turkey with mushrooms and the stuffing in the mushrooms, mm-hmm. mushrooms in the stuffing
roulette.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, turkey roulette.
You never know which one you're going to get.
Can you soak into the meat?
Maybe, I don't know. Or you make your tea. Brine it.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how it works.
Baste it.
Yeah. Baste it with mushroom tea. All right, Jack. Thank you for bringing fantastic news and some very local Spokane things. And despite your resisting, I know you will be a great part of my campaign when I run for mayor.
Your smear campaign.
Yeah, my smear campaign. Thanks for keeping me company the other night during the weird hip hop show.
You're welcome.
It was a fun hip hop show, actually, but yeah,
it wasn't that bad, actually.
No, it was good. I love those guys. Willie B and the CCB crew always put on a good show, and it was good. All right, guys, Jack, who's
All
taking
right.
the reins?
Jeremy, it's good to see you again. You're always funny and pleasant to hang out with. I enjoy having you around. And yeah, glad you're here. Dees, thanks for having me, I guess. Putting up with my shit.
Of course.
When I'm saucy.
No, what's up your, geez, what's in your craw today?
Nothing.
I'm just feeling funky, huh? Okay.
I'm fire.
Jeremy.
Dees, I like that you're able to just go and do what you want when you want, man. You can go eat Chinese food on Thanksgiving. Like, I love that. I love that you're just living how you want to live. You're not doing the whole have a family, do this, do that. Not that I hate my family. I'm not saying that.
Here's some regrets.
If he did hate his family.
But I just like, I appreciate the other side too, where people are just like, you know what? I don't want kids. I don't want him to have kids either.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary as shit.
Any girl who'd want to have kids with me, I don't trust him anyway.
It's a money grab, man.
Yeah, it's bad decision. Yeah. Grab.
He's coming after your fucking furniture.
Yeah, that's right. They're coming after my
couch.
My riches. my retirement fund.
Jeez.
Jack, I really like the fact that you're taking the very bold stance to not like Indians.
Oh my god.
That's pretty awesome, because usually,
so fucked
I mean,
up.
Especially around the holidays and stuff, it's like
rude. Kind
of, you know, yeah, no, it is very rude. So, I mean, I appreciate that you actually are standing up for your beliefs.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's it. It's good seeing you again.
You too.
All right. So there you go, guys. That is it. We are gonna wrap it up here tonight. I'm gonna eat some food and hang out. I don't know if I ate today yet. I had some bread. Jack brought me some bread.
and some minestrone.
Join us next week. Musician Ashley Pyle is returning
Yay!
To the show.
I love her.
Yeah, so we're gonna do that. We've got a bunch of great guests coming up, and also let's see what's going on. November 30th. If you're in the area, head out to Coeur d'Alene. Michael Glatzmeyer and myself are going to be a Honey Company Social Club doing a show together.
It's my birthday.
Is that your birthday? Do you want to come to a comedy show for your birthday?
Still got to pay,
but...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Only if you spoil me afterwards.
Maybe.
Gross. Do that shit off air, guys.
Okay. So I will be, and also this Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar, we're doing the roast battle. Come check that out. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. Just check the calendar. Go to deeceworld.com/calendar and check out all the dates coming up. I'm hitting the road again in November and stuff. Going to be in Wenatchee, Richland, all kinds of great places.
Back with your people.
I know, going back to the people. Well, I mean, when I say Richland, I mean Pasco. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And that's it for Social Hour. I am Dees, and for Jack and Jeremy, we
Bye.
Will... Thanks, guys.
I'm not saying shit.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Chris Hansen, Mayor Condon, Ben Stuckert, all of Spokane, Anatauqua, the state of Ohio, undercover police officers, and Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. For all you pedophiles out there, there's a couple listening.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!